The two candidates are preparing to square off Thursday in a televised debate, the first of four that will be held before the end of October. The debates could be very important, according to Tim Versalotti, a professor of political science at Western New England University and director of the university's polling institute.
And they were important in the special election campaign as well. When voters saw Scott Brown and Martha Coakley on the same stage, it was an opportunity to make a very direct comparison, and the same opportunity will be coming up multiple times this time around.
A new survey by the university's polling institute, conducted in partnership with the Republican newspaper of Springfield, found Warren leads Brown by 6 percentage points among likely voters, 50% to 44%. The sampling error is plus or minus 4.6 percentage points. The Polling Institute's last survey of registered voters, done in late May, found the race to be a statistical dead heat. But Warren now appears to have solidified her base, with 89% of the likely voters who identify themselves as Democrats saying they'll vote for her.
There's also markedly more enthusiasm among Democrats right now about the election compared to Republicans and independents in Massachusetts. And so I suspect that's feeding into the numbers as well.
Brown leads Warren by 22 points among independent voters. He'll need to widen that lead if he hopes to hold on to the seat he won in the special election. Versalotti said women voters also are still a possible wild card.
There is a block of women out there who are persuadable and watch for the campaigns to really battle over that block.
The Brown campaign has put out a new ad that features women saying Brown is pro-choice and for equal pay.
His record shows that he supports women. He supports families.
When my daughters grow up, I want to make sure that they have good jobs with equal pay, and I know Scott Brown will fight for that.
Critics point out that Brown has been endorsed by Massachusetts Citizens for Life, the state's leading anti-abortion organization, and note he voted against the Paycheck Fairness Act. Warren has taken a new tack in her campaign advertising, mentioning Brown by name for the first time. A new ad features a boxing trainer from Lowell who takes a few jabs at Brown.
I don't know about Scott Brown. He's been siding with the big money guys. Tax cuts for millionaires, that's not going to help people around here. I think Scott Brown is with the big corporations.
Brown's campaign quickly responded with a new ad of its own.
She's being dishonest about who I am and what I stand for. Don't be fooled by Elizabeth Warren's negative attacks. Like a lot of you, I came from nothing. I'm on your side.
The Western New England University poll found likely voters viewed Warren as more empathetic than Brown. Both candidates were seen as roughly equal when the poll asked, who has the best ideas for creating jobs in Massachusetts? Brown's job approval numbers have gone up, with 55% of registered voters approving of the job he's doing as senator, up from 51% in late May. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.